afternoon, everybody. Did I have the mic on? Okay. Can you hear me? Okay. I have two announcements from Pastor. Okay. I need to spend some time with you to tell you know what's happening right now. It's also very important because you know the pastor is going to leave in by the end of the September, right? So we're going to miss him. I'm going to miss him very much. You know, I found him is such a good character. He's going to be a very, very good pastor, you know, in the future. You know, I just know. Okay, I God will bless you the future ministry in a way that you're not going to know right now, you know. But that leaves us we are in need of a preacher and a minister here in the English ministry. You know, so I'm going to tell you a little bit what's going to happen for us. You know, I'm called here to be a Taiwanese ministry pastor. Okay, we church call it TM and EM, right? So I'm coming here as a helper. I don't know how much help I can offer here. But let's all pray and see God's will and leading upon this. I'm here just as a helper. And let's talk about the Sunday service, for example. Well, you may think, before we can ever start a search, pass the new pastor search process, and then before we get a new pastor, well, we just invite guest speaker. Well, you may be thinking that way, okay? But, you know, serious talking about the duty of a pastor, this is not a way that we arrange speaker. You know, how we come up with a topic to share with you, we were called to feed you spiritually. You are coming here to the Sunday service not just because coming here. You are coming here, you want to get fat, right? You want the spiritual nutrition. So I wish all the message from this pulpit will meet your needs. So saying that, I mean, I would personally wish every pastor or speaker sharing message with you would really know you and know your spiritual needs. So I would like to spend more time with you, and I will ask Jim in the future to even go visit you at home and spend more time with you, get to know you more closely. You know, and so we will be faithful to God's calling, our duty to feed you spiritually. Just like you are having a meal at home every day. You know, you say, my mom always asks me to have breakfast. Don't forget the breakfast, the lunch, the dinner. And also ask me to, well, 又要吃肉啊，又要吃菜啊, right? You know, you have to be balanced, right? And like it or not, your mom knows it better than you. She knows that this is something that you need, you know. So, you know, we're gonna eat out from time to time, sometime, okay? We're gonna have guest speaker come over like once a month, okay? I know that we all have needs to eat out from time to time, but it's not good for your health, okay? You have to have your spiritual meal just as your earthly meal. You have to have a balance and a consistent and it's fit your needs type of spiritual teaching. That's what we need. Okay? So from now on, we're going to have ask Jim to come to share the message with you on two Sundays a month. Hopefully, you know, we are still arranging everything. And I will be coming to share on the other two Sundays. And then if there's a fifth Sunday, then we're definitely going to invite some guest speakers. Sometime even on the fourth Sunday's month, we're going to invite guest speaker too. And I welcome you to give us suggestion. If you know any speaker that he or she is really good, you want to have him come and share a message with you, just let me know. Okay? Distance is not an issue. Okay, you know, when in the future when we start a pastoral searching process, you know, we're going to do the same thing. Why not? We are having right now having inviting a speaker come over, and they can know us a little bit. Maybe God will burden them, and then in the future, then we may be able to, you know, seeking God's leading on that. So just let me know if you have seen any. Before we really get to know you, just let me know what do you want to hear on Sunday morning message. Just let us know. Let Jim know. Let me know. And if you know any speaker they think is really good locally or you know any other place, just let us know. We will try to make it happen. Okay. So basically, this is something going to happen in the future couple months at least. I don't know how long it will last in this kind of spiritual arrangement because we really don't know. We have to have faith in God's leading. It's not just Pastor Ward's leaving and we're going to search for another pastor. It's not just like that. If the church is going through a transition, or you can call a transformation because we might do something a little bit different than before, which is good for our long-term church, the ministry. So we don't know, okay? But just you are part of it, okay? You are so much welcome to offer all of your suggestions, okay? And we will listen, okay? This is the first announcement. The second one is to let you know that I really wish our church become a gospel oriented church, you know. We are you know pretty seeker friendly. Welcome all the new those seeker friend, and then I just let you know that the past weekend, Ariel just accept Jesus Christ as her personal savior, you know. And I know it's all because of your prayer in all along, and then you were prayer and you were sharing or your great testimony with her. And she went through a one-on-one session, and she accepted Christ as her personal Savior. We want to welcome her. You want to welcome her as our sister in Christ. Okay? This is what the gospel church is about. Okay? We have a new life, you know, transformation experience. We're going to experience that all the time. Okay? So, you know, just embrace her, you know, later on after the service. Okay? All right. Along The theme of the one of the another change is about the preaching monthly thing, and why are we doing this? You know, just like as I shared with you, your mom prepare a meal for you. She has to take care of your health, right? She has to make sure you eat enough veggies, you have enough meat, and be a balanced nutrition. That's the same thing here. We need to have a evangelical topic type of preaching. We have to have a devotional topics, and we also have something to do with the church ministry. Okay, so that's the basic idea. So we have monthly theme, but under that the monthly theme, we still do the expository preaching. We're not going to just purely topical. Okay, but you are also welcome to make any suggestion to that. For example, like this month, the reason I pick the purpose of being a single, while this is pretty obvious, right? Maybe half of us are still single right now, right? So, you know, before I can get to know you guys better, this is an obvious need that I sense that we need to know that. Okay, this is just one of the way that we try to help one another in seeking God's will upon us through Sunday message sharing. Okay, just let you know. All right, so this today I'm going to share with you the purpose of being a single. And next week, Pastor Ward will share with you along that line the emotional problems of being a single, and then Jim will share with you some aspect like temptations of being a single, which are all very important to our lives. Okay, so let's prepare our heart. So once again, at this time, let's to listen to God's word. Okay, let's bow our heads and let's pray together. Father, I thank you for this group of people that we come together to worship you. Even though we're coming from many different backgrounds, we have many different needs, but we come with you, come before you with a sincere heart. And only one thing in my mind is we want to know God's will for us. It's not for anybody else, just for me personally. What you want me to get from today's message? We know you have a plan for us. We want to know it because we want to walk in your wills. And that is the best for us. So help us, God, today that we can see ourselves in the Scripture. We can see your will for us in the Scripture. With that kind of attitude, we come before you once again to pray to you that your Holy Spirit will enlighten us and make us understand your will for us at this moment. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, open your Bible. Turn to 1 Corinthians 7, 32-35. We don't have Bible with that. We always use the bulletin board. Hey, next time, bring your own Bible, okay? Everybody. Okay? Okay, let me read for you from verse 32 all the way to 35. Okay. I would like you to be free from concern. And a married man is concerned about the Lord's affairs, how he can please the Lord. But a married man is concerned about the affairs of this world, how he can please his wife. And his interests are divided. And a married woman, a virgin, is concerned about the Lord's affairs. Her aim is to be devoted to the Lord in both body and spirit. But the married woman is concerned about the affairs of this world, how she can please her husband. In 35, I am saying this for your own good, not to restrict you, but that you may live in the right way in undivided devotion to the Lord. This is Paul's teaching on why the reason for being a single. You know, Paul, in his life, he didn't get married, right? But he's not asking everybody to be just like him. Oh, this is the only way to be devoted. Like you all know, Catholic Church, the priests, they have to remain single all their life, right? Does that make them more holy than us? No. So we need to know what's the meaning of that. But they are remaining single during their life. They are trying their best to follow God's will, to devote themselves wholeheartedly, just as the Bible says, undivided to one purpose and one purpose only, that's to serve the Lord. And we are also called as well to serve the Lord. But we can be undivided. Undivided doesn't mean have to be single. It's to know why is the reason, why behind that. You know, people got married with many different reasons, you know. Let me say it this way. You know, we don't want to do something because of the wrong reason. For example, some people, you know, enter into marriage because they feel they need that companionship, right? I don't like the feeling of being lonely, loneliness. I feel alone all the time. I want someone I can be with. Someone can understand me, and someone can be supportive to me. And so you enter into a marriage because of that reason. But have you ever experienced your parents have quarreled, or your parents, you know, even sometimes they argue, even fighting with each other? There are some unpleasant experience, right? So marriage itself, of course, the marriage will provide that companionship. But also it comes with something that is because you don't know this person so well before you got married with him or her. You know, so you don't want to get into something permanent relationship, you know, definitely with the wrong reason. Okay, for our student and teenagers, sometimes we want to be accepted into a group, and then you want to be popular, you know, amongst your peers. So we see a lot of teenagers try to get fit, or try to stay very, very fit, you know, physically, and then one try to please somebody, please your friend. Sometimes you are doing something that you don't like just for the sake of your friends. That's the same thing. You know, we want to make sure that we know what we need before we do it. When you create, also, I think this is too obvious, two different age group of people here, right? When you grow up, when you grow older, I don't want you to get into, you want to get married because everybody around you are getting married. You know, if getting married is for a companionship, how intimate your spouse will be with you in that relationship. Think about it this way. Sometimes, even though you are in the midst of a big group of people, and you have some thought in your mind, and that thought you cannot even share with your friend. See, there are something inside every one of us is so personal. Maybe something you are struggling with. Maybe some thought you are thinking about, you are praying for your future, or you are trying to solve one of the family problems or whatever thing that bothering you. And that is so personal. There's nobody else. You can be sure that guy is not me. So he or she definitely not able to understand me. So I am the only one. I can only take this task all by myself. Have you ever experienced that kind of experience before? You know, I think everybody does. That tells you that all the earthly relationships cannot satisfy all of your needs inside. The most important relationship you need to establish is your relationship with your law, with our God. God created us. So no matter what kind of problem we are having right now, what kind of thought we are having right now, what kind of planning we are struggling with right now, there's only one person who knows us in every detail. And who is that? It's our God. You don't want to go to a friend to ask for something that is impossible for your friend to provide to you. That's what I meant. So you don't want to replace your spouse of our God. You know what I mean? You like your friend. You want to be accepted by your friends, but your friends can be sometimes very helpful to you. But only to a degree, you know what I mean? You need to have a relationship with your God. So whatever you are struggling with right now, you know, when I open my mouth to pray to this God, He understands and He listens and He answers our prayer. And I'm going to see God's help in my life. That's the most relationship you need to establish as soon as possible. And also for people who are thinking about getting married, same thing. Of course, we feel lonely. We don't like the feeling of being loneliness. But getting married to have somebody spend time with you 24 hours a day cannot replace God's place in our hearts. Because that relationship is not the most intimate relationship that we can have in this world. So in a sense, you know what I'm saying? In a sense, we are in our life journey. You know, somebody like to walk, it's a lone eagle that has to walk alone. Hey, I don't need anybody. I don't need friends. I am all by myself. That's not healthy either. You need your God. Okay? But even though you have a family, it's just husband, wife, or boyfriend, girlfriend. Let's take it, that simple one example. But you are now two persons walking in this life journey. He's three persons. Who is the third one? It's our God. God is in the midst of our every relationships. So don't want to get into the wrong reason, because that will cause some serious consequence. Okay, let's look at two verses. First one, let's turn to the Proverbs 18. This is the reason you have to have your Bible handy, see? You know, Bulletin didn't print that verse, right? Turn to Proverbs 18, 22nd. Proverbs chapter 18. He who finds a wife finds what is good and receives favor from the Lord. In Chinese version, he also say more specific, he who finds a good wife, okay? You mean, if you find a bad wife, and you make you suffer, right? You're asking for trouble in a sense, right? But he who finds a good wife finds what is good. Well, do you agree? Be honest with me. Are you agree with that? Okay, these are not the verses. Let's turn to today's message a little bit further. 1 Corinthians 7, but this time I want you to read it on verse 28. Okay, 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 28. Let me read it for you. If you do marry, you have not sinned. And if a virgin marry, she has not sinned. But those who marry well face many troubles in his life. And I want to spare you of this. Man. So everything, there's a good sign and a bad sign, right? Getting into a marriage, I tell you, is a very risky business. Okay? You don't know what you're going to get. Just like you befriend with some of the friends. Oh, those friends are so cool. Those are popular kids in the school. I want to be one of them. So you just get closer to them. And you befriend with those people. And then you find out, oh man, they party all weekend. And whatever they do, make you wonder, is this something I really want? But they are so popular in school. I just want to be one of them. So you just be them. You know, I counsel teenagers before. One of the kids just enter into that kind of, then she become drug addicted. Because she went with her friend to many, many weekend parties. And they use drugs and do all kind of stuff. And that's the price she paid. Everything you have to think it right. This is God's wisdom. He's not saying that you cannot get into marriage, you have to remain single. No. There's a good part of it. If you find a wife, then you will find all the goodness. You have companionship. You have a lifetime long partner with you. And somebody can support you all the way. However, if you didn't find the right one, then you're going to make you suffer the whole life, right? So that's the thing. How are you going to make the decision? Still, come back to that, the third person. Make sure you got all the companionships from our Lord first. You don't look to your wife for only thing that God can provide you. You don't look to your friend to look for something from your friend that only God can provide you. And I tell you, only God can provide a true intimate relations with us. There's nothing else. Nobody else can do that. Only God. We should think about this. This is the attitude. So God can call us to remain single. That's for sure. You know, I don't want you to feel that people that choose to be single is something like incomplete, something wrong with their life. You know, and I know your parents will always think that. You know, they want to see you get married, and they want to you have a happy life. But you can tell your parents, hey, see, Bible tells us, if I enter into a wrong marriage, I'm not going to be happy, okay? But are you truly trying to be by yourself because of your fear? You're afraid of entering into something that you don't know, you have no control? That's something you ought to think about it too. Are you replacing your relationship with God with something else? Not somebody else, but something else. I saw so many people that they are so addicted to something, you know, it just replaced all the normal interpersonal relationship with. That's something wrong either. Okay? So, you know, this is something we need to know. We want to make sure whatever right now we are struggling with, we know we have to come before God for answer first. Let's turn to God. To let God get a chance to help us. So we'll be a sound person before God. So when we look to our all kind of relationship around us, we want to decide to enter into a permanent relationship with somebody else. We are entering it not because of the needs that God can only provide, but because we know it's God's will. It's not because we need this relationship, but because we know God wants us to do that. Okay, this is the first thing I want you to learn from that. And secondly, let's look at the 32 to 35, the passage we just read. So what if I'm going to remain single for a certain period of time? But right now, as a teenager, you know, or maybe later on, if I, right now, at this moment, I'm a single, what's the purpose of God having me in this kind of situation? We want to know that. So let's read again, pay attention again to that, the verse that we just read from 32 to 35 on the later part, the last verse. But that you may live in the right way in undivided devotion to the Lord. Divided devotion to the Lord. If this follows the last point that I asked you, that well, you are not getting into any relationship right now, any serious relationship at all. But what is the thing that's occupying your time right now? What is the thing that's occupying your attention right now? Is your work or something, your habits, your interests, something you are doing? If that's the case, then you are not remaining single in the right purpose. You know what I mean? We need to know there's always a reason. There's always a reason. See, we are attracted to somebody else. It's very nature. You don't have to explain that. Somehow we are not attracted to somebody else. It means we are attracted to something else. And I want to make sure that somebody else is God's will. Also want to make sure that something else is from God too. That something else is compatible with our Christian belief too. You want to make sure that. So that when you you are walking in your life journey, you are certain that you are walking under the will of God. That's very important. And what do you mean by undivided devotion to the Lord? What do you mean by undivided devotion to the Lord? Undivided. That means you doing this with a purpose. This is something you want to get. You are not distracted by something else. Make sure you're a co-worker. You know, we couldn't make sure our co-worker are all Christians, right? But make sure whatever you are doing is pleasing to God. Everybody working together to help us to do something that pleases to the Lord. Be very careful, you know, selecting your friends. Your friends will make whatever you are today. Finding a spouse, you know, going into a relationship, you know, don't fool yourself. You will be changed by your friends. In any relationship, any long-term, not just to mention the permanent relationship, any long-term relationship, you need to sacrifice. You need to commit to that. You need to make change to that. Because it's a give and take thing, type of thing. So you want to be friends with somebody? You have to be one of them, you know. You want to be like, you know, those popular kids, I want to be like them. You will be like them before you can be part of them. And you want to make sure that group of people, they are doing something that is right in the eyes of God and pleasing to the Lord. Otherwise, you are divided. And something, not just a group of people, something else, that your works, you might need to find another job, you know what I'm saying? We are not talking about just personal relationship. We are talking about anything that can take you away, take your aim or your life, your purpose from devoting, worshiping God as all your best. Lose anything that will take your attention away from the Lord. We need to think about it. Are we going to continue to do it that way? And Paul is saying that he chose to remain single because he can concentrate on his ministry. And how about us? I see so many people, you know, in the church, you know, they just want to be a good Christian. But every time they told me that, I'm so busy. I'm so tied up with my work. And some of the wives, the sister, come to me and say, Pastor, you know, I want to come to church every Sunday, but I cannot because my unbelieving husband won't let me, or I need to take care of something else. So, you know, they have a heart for God. But they have a genuine need to take care. They couldn't just forsake their spouse. No. They need to take care of their families, right? They have to take care of their job. They need to take care of everything. And those everything that we just mentioned are all become a dividing factor that gives you, you know, not able to concentrate, to devote your whole life to our Lord. And that's something that we need to think about it right now, in the early stage of our life. 你知道吗? 我讲中文哦。 以前不是讲说男什么怕选错行，女怕嫁错郎。 Do you guys know what I'm saying? In Chinese old tradition way, say, you know, a boy, a man, better not choose the wrong career. And a lady, woman, better not marry the right, wrong guy, right? Otherwise, you're going to suffer all your life. I'm telling you, that's true wisdom. And we are right now in the midst of that. We are in a very critical moment of you know why? Because right now you are making an important decision at this time. You know, you are making a very important relationship and want to make sure that you got all the wisdom from God to help you do the right thing. And I believe you will. You know, I believe you will. But have to make sure you have a born-again faith inside of you. How will you devote to God if you are not God's people? Is that right? What are we doing here? We are here so we can help one another in our journey or our faith. Sometimes I'm weak. Sometimes I struggle. But I share my struggle with you, with our brother and sister, and our brothers and willing to help us and pray for us. And all the time, give me a small note or give me a phone call to encourage me. So I continue, go back to the right track. And I can continue to get to know our God better and to follow His will and be a pleasing son and daughter of our God. That's what are we here for. You know, but we also need Holy Spirit's help. And then the only thing the Holy Spirit can help us is first to allow Holy Spirit to enlighten us, to let us know that we are all for sure of His glory. We all need to come before Him and repent of our sins first before we can really know His will. Otherwise, we are not just like a blind leading another blind in this dark world. I promise you, this is not interesting. You know, you are having the world. You are not, oh, I'm beginning of my life. You know, I have everything in control. I'm telling you, you don't have everything in control. Okay, you don't know what are you entering into. We need God. We need God's help. We need God to let us know. Even just, what's going to lie ahead tomorrow? What should I do? I have a decision to make. An office tomorrow. What should I do? God tells me. Your wife cannot tell you that. Your friend cannot tell you that. You need your God to tell you. You need to have a relationship. You have a very intimate relationship with your God. So you can share everything with Him. And He can help you. And He will help you. As long as you have that relationship with Him. And that's all we need. And sometimes God will say, okay, I'm going to bless you with another woman or man to be with your life partner, long-time partner. And that's even better. But also I want to do that because God has willed that to happen in my life. Not because I need it. And I don't know what kind of decision you are facing right now. As a teenager, or as a husband, wife right now, or I don't know what kind of situation you are in right now. But I know, God knows, and God make it happen that way. You know, God is not off the hook. God is the reason why you are here right now. God is the reason what kind of, maybe it's a mess, it's a difficult situation, but God is the reason for that. And so, turn around, let's turn to God to find out why. And I hope you have that experience, and you know God is the answer. So you don't look for other different sources for that answer, for that help. Most importantly, in this spouse type of situation, you don't want to do that. You know, sometimes I have to counsel those troubled married couples, you know, and then they are fighting with each other, and then the only way I can help them is I'm not saying to the husband saying, oh, do you hear what your wife say? You know, try to understand her. No, that's no way. I cannot even say to the wife, say, hey, Do you know how hard your husband tried to make this happen and how he tried to make it up with you? You know, people are selfish in nature. The only thing I can help is, hey, husband and wife, look to our Lord, look to the Christ. There's another individual in our marriage, that's your law. And you have to come to the middle. You know, you're not just to be just, you know, just everything follow his or her idea. You have to come in the middle, come to Christ's way. This is the one at the head of this household. This is the reason you are here as a married couple. And let's listen what he's going to say to us. That's the only way you can reconcile, you know, a troubled married couple. That's my experience. So sooner or later, you need to learn that lesson, you know. Sooner or later, through a good way or through a very, very terrible experience, you're going to learn how to submit your lie to law, to get your assurance, to get your promise from God that you have a blessed and purposeful and can fulfill lie. That's the only way. You have to learn to submit yourself to God first. So, you know, in conclusion, just one simple word. Don't look to some other source that only God can help you with. God is our hope. God is our answer. And God, whatever God promised, he is the only one can deliver it. If you look to people, you know, doesn't matter how much they promise you, they're going to fail you. Don't expect something is not possible from those something that is not possible. Only God can help us. God is all our needs. But that's not so easy, you know. But Pastor, you tell me to right now concentrate seeking God's will on me, but I do have emotional problem. What should I do? I do feel alone. What should I do? You know, I got something. My boss promised to do something. I maybe can be very successful, but I know there's something not good. What should I do? I have a group of people I want to be friends with, the popular kids group, but I know their lifestyle is not something that God wants me to be. What should I do? And come back next Sunday. And there's another passage that can help out with us. All right? Let's all pray. Let's bow our heads and pray again. Father, we thank you that whatever we are having right now, we know we receive from you. Thank you for bless our life with the family, with friends, with this church, so we can enjoy, we have a very meaningful life right now. But I pray that God, we want to open our hearts to you. We want to leave a lot of every our decision to you. We want to have you in our every aspect of our life. In every hour of our struggles, our problems. We want to experience you more. So that we know your will for us. And because of that, we're going to know, God, you are such a great God. You will bless us even more than what we're having right now. And we know that we have no lack of goodness away from you, and you will provide everything we need. We won't just have faith in you and walking forward in our life, knowing that so we won't be we won't be stumble, and we will be continue to live a pleasing life to you. And now we know we struggle, but we know that you are in the midst of our struggle, and you are always with us. Just make us realize that, and you're going to answer our prayer in a very, very curious way that we all know that you answer our prayer. So we just live out our struggle and problem to you, and please help us so that we can know your will better. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay.